Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes. Yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
And here comes today's Odd News show. We kick it off with the news attack. First sentence true, second sentence bad joke. Here comes Val.
A study finds that people who work extra hours are more likely to drink more. So apparently they're just working overtime to pay for the drinks.
That's the way it works out, I guess. Today is St. Patrick's Day. There is no better way to celebrate a man who dedicated his life to bringing hope to millions than by getting totally wasted.
Totally.
Why did it turn into a drinking holiday?
I don't know. A poll shows that around 10% of Americans have both anger issues and access to a gun. And they wanted to know if the pollster had a problem with that.
You had a problem with that? Do you?
Do you?
All right. One out of five people believe space aliens live among us disguised as humans, which explains Sean Hannity.
And Cash Patel.
Cash Patel. You know, I'm afraid if I did that with my eyes, they'd stay like that.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right.
Maybe that's what happened to him. Remember when your mom used to warn you, don't do that. Your eyes will stay permanently like that. And he didn't listen.
Stop it. You're going to get Cash Patel eye. All right. On to wacky but true. We don't add anything to these stories. All the idiocy is self-contained and true. And here comes Val again.
All right. Residents in a small Ohio community say they've been having a very hairy week. Ooh. According to a Sasquatch Research tracking reports, 8 separate Bigfoot sightings were reported in the same county over just a few days. Witnesses claim they saw a large, upright, ape-like creature wandering through wooded areas and even near a road at dusk. The reports came from several unrelated people who didn't know each other, which believers say makes the sightings more credible.
Wow.
Unfortunately for science and cable TV ratings, not one of the witnesses managed to snap a photo or video of the mysterious creature.
8 sightings, 0 photos. Proving once again, biggest, greatest evolutionary advantage is apparently knowing exactly when someone pulls out a phone. They've got phone. All right. I wrote a song like this. I can't remember what it is. I'm guessing it's Bigfoot.
No.
It's probably country or something. Probably.
8 folks in Ohio swear they saw the beast. Hairy guy strolling like he owns the forest leaves. Big footprints, funny smell, time to hide. But somehow every camera battery died. Lots of yelling, lots of pointing in the woods. Yet nobody caught a single frame like they should. 8 sightings, 0 photos in sight. Bigfoot's got stage fright tonight.
I remember it now.
He's camera shy, that's all.
That's right. A grandfather in New York recently found himself at the center of a surprisingly intense bureaucratic battle over his vanity license plate. The plate reads, PB4 We Go, which stands for the very practical phrase, P before we go. The Department of Motor Vehicles revoked the plate after deciding it might be inappropriate. But the driver argued the phrase was simply common sense for anyone traveling with kids, grandparents, or... Wait, I just became a grandparent. Or anyone who's ever tried to survive a long road trip without a bathroom stop. Story gained so much attention that the governor, Kathy Hochul, stepped in and supported the driver, and the DMV eventually reinstated the plate.
Wow. Officials say the message promotes responsible travel because nothing ruins a road trip faster than ignoring the world's most important pit stop advice.
And I should have changed that before the show this morning, because remember what happened to me before the first break.
Your eyes were floating.
That's right. It should be P before we start.
That's right.
P before we go, that's the law. Ignore it and you'll learn the flaw. Highway
That's right. Pee before you go. I said it.
I gotta pee right now, don't you know?
Yeah. 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 It was all the song was missing was a yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Aggressive turkeys with Val.
An Ottawa man recently had a run-in with wildlife that turned into viral video. Security footage shows a man walking down the street when two large wild turkeys suddenly decide he's their personal enemy. The birds began charging and flapping aggressively, chasing him down the road. The man tried to keep walking calmly at first, but the birds refused to back down and kept advancing like feathered security guards protecting their turf. Eventually, the man had to jump into a stranger's car to escape, while the turkeys strutted around outside like they had just successfully defended their territory. Wildlife officials say aggressive turkey encounters sometimes happen during mating season.
Yep. That's right. I'm a turkey. Always been a turkey. People call me turkey my whole life. And now I'm a turkey trot.
Guys walking calm down Ottawa Street. When two turkeys say fresh meat. Feathers flying, wings out wide. Looking like my boss is in a poultry pride. He jumps in a stranger's car real fast. Those birds just strut like they want some cash. Run from the gobble gang tonight. Two feather bouncers looking for a fight. They chased him down like don't forget, Thanksgiving this year will feel like a threat.
All right, so our next story, nothing's worse than somebody faking to be pegging.
I like that line.
TikTok tarot card reader has learned the hard way that fortune telling and criminal accusations don't mix. The online psychic repeatedly claimed a college professor was responsible for the notorious University of Idaho murders, making the accusations in multiple social media videos. The problem, she had absolutely no evidence beyond tarot cards and intuition. The professor sued for defamation and won a staggering $10 million judgments against the TikToker. Great. Legal experts say the case could become a major warning for internet sleuths who publicly accuse people of crimes without proof.
Wow.
Yeah.
The psychic says she never saw the lawsuit coming. Which is not exactly the glowing endorsement you want for psychic services.
She should have seen that one.
One, two, three.
TikTok psychic with a deck of cards. Pointing fingers, throwing charges hard. No proof needed, vibes will do. Internet sleuths all shouted woo. Crystal ball must have had a crack. Card said fortune, judge said no. 10 million later, lesson learned though.
Yeah, learned her lesson, I bet.
I'm sure. Oh, it looks like we're staying on the psychic train right
yes,
now.
Yes, yes.
Police in Ukraine arrested three self-proclaimed clairvoyants accused of running a cruel scam. Investigators say the suspects contacted war widows and claimed they could communicate with their deceased husbands or even bring them back through supernatural rituals. Authorities say the alleged psychics collected large payments for the services before police shut down the operation. Prosecutors say the scheme targeted women already grieving through devastating losses.
Oh, that's a horrible thing to do.
That's horrible.
Investigators say the suspects claim to have supernatural powers, but somehow
failed to foresee the police showing up with handcuffs.
Just like the tarot card reader, you never saw the lawsuit coming.
Fakers. All right. Officials in one city recently found themselves dealing with an unusual complaint. Oh, I didn't play the song for the psychics, did I?
You did. Oh. I thought maybe you didn't have one.
Well, no, but I made them for everybody.
Three mystics claiming cosmic might, talking to ghosts late at night. Crystal candles, magic show, psychic hotline running slow. They claim power strong and grand, but couldn't predict a cop in a van. Funny thing about second sight, it disappears in flashing.
That was a good one.
Officials in one city recently found themselves dealing with an unusual complaint. A restaurant that smelled so strong it triggered a legal dispute, much like Val's Kitchen.
Oh, yes.
Nearby businesses and customers complained that the overwhelming odor came from the restaurant, describing it as a mix of intense spices and cooking fumes, and it was wafting through the neighborhood strip mall buildings and making it difficult for people to work or shop nearby. The dispute escalated to the point where local officials were asked to intervene and determine whether the smell constituted a nuisance. Health inspectors investigated and found the restaurant itself was operating legally, though the aroma continued to spark complaints from neighbors.
Which means the restaurant is technically innocent, but apparently their cooking now has a restraining order from the entire block?
Yes. Was so good, I just let it play. That's all there is. It did it though last night. I was like, yeah, I can just let it run for a few seconds to make fun of it.
So there you go.
All right, last story out of Kentucky. Celebrating meat falling from the sky. That's what we did last week, remember?
I remember.
Yeah, so last week in from Kentucky, we had meat falling from the sky when they flew over and threw out all the Slim Jims over their town celebration. Now we go to Ohio, where they're preparing for something equally as strange, the annual Frogman Festival. And what would you think that is, Val?
Well, are they actually dropping frogs out of the sky?
I wish.
All right, the event honors a legendary creature reportedly spotted in the area several times over the years. Witnesses describe the creature as a large frog-like humanoid seen near rivers and wooded areas. The festival includes guest speakers, merchandise, and plenty of cryptid enthusiasts eager to debate whether the mysterious amphibian monster is real.
Come visit our town. We might have a giant frog monster.
Yeah, I'm on my way. Well, it's kind of like, you know, the Bigfoot Festival up in Medellin, right?
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I called this song Swampy.
Ohio town with a bold campaign. Come see our swamp monster again. Half frog creature, tall and green. Maybe real or just caffeine. Folks buy shirts and take the tour. Looking for a croaking dinosaur.
It's a perfect little theme song for any little town. There you go. All right. That is a wrap for episode 10. Scott and Val Save the Universe. So happy that you swung by today. And thanks for all the followers over the past week. We got some new followers on the Facebook page and on our YouTube page. And we really appreciate those likes and subscribes.
So I was visiting with a friend the other day, and she watches the show, and she said, "Oh my gosh, you guys, your show looks so professional." She said, "You guys have stepped it up. It looks incredible." And I was like, "Wow, what a great compliment."
That is nice. That makes me feel good. And did she say, except for when your brother forgets to change the camera?
No, she never mentioned that.
Thank you. I'm so glad she never mentioned that.